Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the toll-free telephone number for you to take control of the show and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue or something of a personal nature. We'd love to talk to you about it. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We do it 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 8 till 10 Eastern. So join us for every single moment. And if you miss a moment, you can go listen to it online at freetalklive.com. We have got 6 days worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. But that's not all, because once you scroll down past day number 6, you'll see a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org who are providing our shows all the way on back a few months on the house. All of it is free for the taking at freetalklive.com.
So if you're listening in your car and you have to get out for a minute, you can just listen to the rest of the show at when you get home off the archives.
Exactly, at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. freestateproject.org.
So there's all kinds of stuff in the news today. It's one of those days where there's just so much prep, we're never going to
get. The whole week's been like this.
Yeah, it really has. And last night we were just barraged with phone calls, and that's cool, because that's what the show's about. It's about your calls, 800-259-9231. Tonight, lots of stuff to get to. I don't know how much we'll get to, but there's news that George Bush apparently has created a domestic spy service.
Oh, God.
Today.
Somebody save me.
Things just keep getting more and more free in this country, huh? Boy, the freedom's really ringing across the land here in America. According to the BBC, President George W. Bush has ordered the creation of a domestic intelligence service within the FBI as part of a package of 70 new security measures. Boy, this is going to make you feel so secure, Manwich. I just know it. The White House says it's enacting the measures to fight international terrorist groups. But it's a domestic agency.
I suppose he would say that it's international terrorist groups within our borders.
And prevent the spread of weapons of mass destruction. The authorities will also be given the power to seize the property of people deemed to be helping spread weapons of mass destruction.
Well, you knew that was coming.
Oh, yeah. They already get to... maybe they would consider marijuana and ecstasy weapons of mass destruction as well, because they've already been seizing those people's property for years, people that are doing business illegally in the black market drug trade. They can just accuse you of having drugs at your house and take your house, or take your car, or take whatever they want.
I've seen news stories where they not only, for instance, if you have a renter, you own a house, and many people are doing that these days with the way real estate is. I, as a matter of fact, am doing that.
Sure.
I have a house, and I have a renter in it. I haven't set up a corporation to protect myself or anything like that. All I've really got is another house that I own, and somebody pays me money to live in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that renter gets caught with, selling pot out of the house.
Or worse yet, growing a marijuana plant in the closet.
God knows. Believe me, I'm not allowed to. The law doesn't allow me to go in and check on these people and what they're doing.
Well,
and I wouldn't
you really shouldn't. I mean, you should be... Well, you can announce it. I mean, you can announce a check. You can't go in as a landlord. You can have it in your lease that you have the right to come over and check up on them, but you should give them a certain amount of notice.
I do, but I intend people to have privacy. I don't want to see if they're smoking marijuana or anything like that.
My intention, if I was a landlord, would just make sure they're not putting holes through the walls or things like that.
My biggest concern is always plumbing, because plumbing can cause such damage.
Mm-hmm.
Water and all that. Anyway, if the renter happens to be selling marijuana and the cops catch him, they can confiscate the house that doesn't belong to the renter.
It's crazy. It's just all about money. Anyway, the new measures from part of Mr. Bush's overhaul of U.S. intelligence agencies aimed at bolstering the fight against terrorism and weapons proliferation. The FBI is to be reorganized. Now, wait a minute. Don't you remember 4 years ago? Right, when there was huge news about, this is the biggest intelligence reorganization in the nation's history, or within the last 50 years, or they were huffing and puffing about how they're going to make this new agency, the Department of Homeland Security, right? And the Department of Homeland Security was going to be overseeing the FBI and overseeing the CIA, and it's big changes, sweeping changes. This is unprecedented in history, and here they are again, reorganizing it yet again.
New improved government intelligence!
Yeah, right? Well, now
tax terrorism.
You're going to love this new name for this so-called intelligence body, this domestic spy agency.
Big Brother?
No, they're not that blatant, but it's still pretty blatant. The National Security Service, the NSS.
Mm.
So we're going to have the NSS in this
yes,
country.
Yes, we are.
A domestic spy agency.
I wonder if they're going to be wearing black uniforms with jack boots.
Maybe so. It'll assume responsibility, so-called, for intelligence.
Perhaps little American flag armbands. What do you think about that?
Yeah. For intelligence work with...
Eagle right where the swastika ought to be.
Yeah, right. For intelligence work within the U.S. and combine the Justice Department's intelligence, counterterrorism, and espionage units. Correspondents say the measure is designed to help dissolve the barriers between the FBI and the CIA. John Negroponte, who was given the new job of U.S. Director of National Intelligence in April, will be charged with putting the changes into effect. Other measures that he passed, of these 70 new security measures, other measures include an executive order allowing the U.S. authorities to seize the assets of any person or any company thought to be aiding in the spread of weapons of mass destruction, and they're specifically targeting 8 companies from North Korea, Iran, and Syria. Although I don't know how they can go and seize companies in other countries. The establishment of national a national counter-proliferation center to centralize U.S. efforts to stop the spread of nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons. Because, boy, we just know from experience that when you centralize control over something, everything just gets so much better. When there's a central authority over in charge of something, kind of like in
inefficient as crap,
communist Russia. Like way back then, giving control of all overseas human intelligence operations to the CIA, seeking the creation of a new assistant attorney general position to centralize responsibility for intelligence. Yeah,
on saying central.
It makes it sound like they're doing something important, and as though that this guy
sound like they're doing something communistic.
Yeah, as though this guy's going to have responsibility. They're going to centralize responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
None of these jerks have responsibility.
No, they don't take responsibility for anything that goes wrong.
They all have sovereign immunity.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how many people die on their watch.
Mm-hmm.
They just get to shrug their shoulders and go, "Oh, guess we have to reorganize again."
Well, we're the government. We're allowed to kill people.
This time, we're going to do it right. That's what's going on today in Washington, D.C. Your president creating the National Security Service. Make you feel safe and secure? We want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231.
In case you forget why we're doing this, we should mention 9/11 over and over again like he did in his speech.
Yeah. Oh, he's doing it for freedom, of course, because they don't want any weapons of mass destruction
right.
getting in.
We're doing it for freedom, so we're taking away your freedoms.
Exactly. We're protecting your freedoms by locking them away in a box for you. So don't worry,
you can
get them
later.
Back someday.
Yeah.
We promise. But you trust us, don't you? By the way, I've decided I'm going to out you, man, which...
What's that?
...the show. You've developed a little habit over the past, I don't know, about
week
or so here in the studio.
It's several weeks.
It may be something that you just have this fidgeting thing that you do. You just like to fidget, I guess, while you're here in the studio. So just so everybody knows, Manwich, for the past few weeks, has been sitting in here with a Revlon Shape and Buff. It's a little foam pad with basically a piece of sandpaper attached to it. And it has 4 different levels of sandpaper wrapped around the outside of it. And the point of it is for him to buff his nails.
Look how shiny they are.
During the show.
Look at them.
So all he does is sit here. I have to stop him because there's this little noise it makes. Now, you can't hear it, but I can hear it. And it really just bothers the hell out of me. And he sits here, and, like a little metrosexual, just sits here and buffs his nails the entire time during the show. I just thought I'd let you all know that.
Just sitting here looking at porn.
800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Before you buy a car, get the answers you need to make a smart purchase. Just go to your local newsstand and pick up the Consumer Reports annual auto issue. You'll discover the Consumer Reports top picks for 2005, how to find a good repair shop, and learn how not to get ripped off when you buy or lease a car. Learn which cars are the safest, including our special feature on electronic stability control. Plus, we'll tell you which cars are the most reliable and what's new for the 2006 model year. At Consumer Reports, we're committed to helping you make the best buying decision. We put each car through 40 rigorous tests, so you'll know what the most highly recommended models are. As an independent, nonprofit organization, Consumer Reports is the only major publication that does not accept advertising. That means our expert ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. So before you buy that car, make a smart purchase. Pick up the Consumer Reports annual auto issue. On sale now wherever magazines are sold. Consumer Reports. Expert. Independent. Nonprofit.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the updates. You sign up, we'll send you information about the show whenever there's something fresh that you need to know. In fact, we sent out an update today. So if you want to get on that list, go to freetalklive.com and sign up. Of course, like everything else, it's free. At freetalklive.com. So, emails, FTL at freetalklive.com is the email address. We may or may not read your emails live on the air, but it happens. In fact, we're going to read one right now. This one came in from Bill. He says, new topic, guys. This came up in one of the many conversations with my liberal friend about free market solutions to government waste. I'd love to hear this discussed in depth on the show. Government-run parks, Yellowstone, Mount Rushmore, etc., how would you protect the national landmarks if someone private owned them? I agree that a well-run business would market them and try to take care, but it sounds risky. A lot of the parks, and I go camping yearly, are run by the DNR, Department of Natural Resources, mm-hmm. I think, and thus are patrolled for safety, and most are pretty clean with good facilities. What if the guy who owned Old Faithful decided he wanted to use the geothermal energy from all the geysers in the park and plug them all up? I agree that the government should stop all handouts and wasteful programs, but there are some things that in this day we should collectively protect.
Well, first off, I don't think that the Old Faithful is one of the few places that you could use geothermal power, and it's not that valuable.
Okay.
It's just not that valuable.
Right.
I mean, you could...
A windmill would be a little bit better.
Or right. Several windmills. Right. I mean, an acre of or two of windmills would do better than the geothermal power you could get out of Old Faithful. And I just... The fact that the ticket prices would well outweigh that. Well, I mean, currently it costs, I think, $11 a night to a day to get into a national park, probably more if you've got a camper, that
yeah,
kind of
right.
thing. It's not cheap.
No, and so it's subsidized and it's paid for on an individual per user basis.
Right. So, I mean, obviously, a company could, a person or a company, would be able to run it more efficiently than it's currently run.
Now, if you wanted to...
And by the way, Disney, very safe. A lot safer than, say, the parks, for instance.
No doubt about it.
As far as security goes.
And to suggest that we should collectively protect anything, that's a code word for... I'm going to force you at gunpoint to pay for my national park. Now, look, if you want to get together collectively with some other volunteers that want to collect some money together and buy yourselves a national park, then by all means, go for it. Just don't be forcing me to support it at gunpoint. Now, I should point out that according to Dr. Mary Ruart's excellent book, Healing Our World, I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but if necessary, I could dig it up. She actually talks about Yellowstone specifically and how a few decades ago, some brilliant park bureaucrat got it into their heads that they wanted to protect one of the species in the park, like one of the wolves or something that was endangered at the time. And so they made these changes that resulted in other species being basically killed and eaten because what they did was they screwed up the ecosystem completely with their bureaucratic changes.
Mm-hmm.
And so one species ended up going more extinct than the other, and that ended up throwing off the feeding schedules of the bears, and then the bears were thrown off, so they went and ravaged campsites, and then people were put in danger. And there was just this cavalcade of cataclysm that resulted in that from their actions, and it took decades for them to even partially recover from it. So this is what happens.
I'd also like to say that the government recently protected ANWR, the Alaska National Wildlife whatever refuge.
Right.
Protected it so that they can drill in it now.
Right.
The thing is once you put the government in charge of something, you take control out of your hands.
Right.
Now,
it becomes political.
Personally, do not pollute my own yard. Because
I
want the grass to grow, for one, and I think that it's more valuable with, instead of me going out there and dumping battery acid or used motor oil in the front lawn. Because if I do that, somebody's going to say, I don't want to buy that house, I'm going to buy the next house that is listing for a same or slightly more, because I don't want to have a place that I'm going to have to worry about the land being poisoned for 100 freaking years.
No doubt about it. And you pointed out that Disney's very safe,
mm-hmm.
and actually there are private companies that own land, and they do allow people to come and camp there.
And it does sound risky, because we're so used to the government, quote-unquote, protecting land, but we've had... almost 100 years now of the government protecting land. Now, I don't know who protected it before, but
the Indians.
Now, yes, apparently, woo, bows and arrows and the whole deal. The last 100 years, they haven't done a very good job of protecting the land. I mean,
exactly.
The biggest polluter of the land in America... America.
Well, the government of America,
right.
Specifically the U.S. military. And the EPA is actually a big polluter as well, because they end up botching the jobs that they're supposed to be cleaning up. On top of all that...
Go figure.
When you hear about a private company polluting, when the news breaks about somebody polluting their so-called property,
right.
If you look into it, it usually turns out that the property that they're polluting... was leased to them by the government.
Yes.
So all of these, first of all, you're right about the government being the biggest polluter in the land, and the Boston Globe is the source on that particular claim. But the government is not only the biggest polluter in the land, it's also bigger than all four of the four top private polluters that are out there. And all these private polluters are usually, like 90% of the time, polluting government-owned property. And why is it the government, which is supposed to be protecting this property, allowing this to happen? Because they don't care.
No, they don't care.
They have no interest. The government managers don't care.
The problem is when you take the stuff out of private hands, then people stop caring. For instance, renters don't take as good a care of your house as you do.
No doubt about it.
Absolutely. You don't see me punching holes in my house, but I'll tell you, I've filled in a lot of holes from renters in their houses.
In this case, even the landlord, in this case, the government, really just doesn't care what their renters do.
They're not a legitimate landlord. The government is more like a somebody you've hired to watch over your land.
Like a bad manager, a bad property manager. And these government managers...
It's a manager that's going to keep his job no matter what. You can't
correct.
Fire him. He's like your lazy uncle, because you can't fire him, and you have to let him do whatever he wants. Plus, he's armed.
And he'll do whatever he wants, and he'll give the land and allow the land to be used by whoever lines his pockets the best.
Yeah.
It's really a sad situation. If you really care about the ecology of this country, the environment, you need to turn it over to private hands. And because also, here's another reason for you. Greenpeace and all of these other environmental groups that spend so much money and time and effort lobbying the state.
Right, lobbying the government.
Take that money and turn it around and buy some land.
And then don't worry about the land. Stop messing with it after that.
Land is so... Or protect it in whatever way you feel is right. Land is so cheap in most areas of this country.
Yeah, most of the places that you want to protect, land is really, really cheap.
So for the millions and millions of dollars that these people spend lobbying politicians in Washington, D.C., they could be buying up property left and right, protecting it, and refusing to sell to anybody.
Right.
But they're not doing that.
Or they can create some kind of trust that doesn't allow the land to be... I mean, there's all kinds of legal things that they can do that doesn't allow the land to be sold, period.
There's a lot of solutions, but they don't involve, as you put it, Bill, collective protection. They involve private protection. Now, again, if you've got your own little group of collected people that want to protect some land, go to town. Have a blast.
I'll tell you, now that is the way to really protect some land, is to have a large group of people buying it up and then have it in the contract that nothing can be done with the land without the express agreement of all the members. Because you'll never get them. You will never, ever get them all to agree on it.
Exactly.
So therefore, that land's stuck.
The key difference is that's voluntary and the government is not. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
I am a woman and I care what I look like. Now when I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. It seems that I have to fight to keep the weight off. When my husband looks at other women, it makes me crazy. I want him to look at me that way. Is it hopeless? Sometimes I just feel like giving up.
Judy Singer's MetaSystem can help you lose the weight you want and increase energy. Our balanced program focuses on teaching you healthy eating habits, getting your body moving, and motivating your mind to reach your goals. And our counselors are available by phone 7 days a week.
I'm Judy Singer, and I've been helping people just like you achieve their weight loss and health goals for over 20 years.
Our products and programs are customized specifically for you with an all-natural approach. Call now for a free 3-day supply. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas with today's Cartonic Minute. As the sun slips slowly below the horizon, you round the curve and your car stutters and stalls. Ease over to the side of the road, because when I come back, ways to keep you safer during breakdowns after sundown.
What a performance! And I'm not talking about Brad Pitt. My car's the star since I switched to Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil. Now don't be wooed by other sweet talkers. Not every actor's Brad, and not every synthetic oil can measure up to Royal Purple. Royal Purple's exclusive additive package makes it up to 4 times as strong and lasts up to 4 times as long. Go to royalpurple.com and find out why Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms.
It was a dark and stormy night. You're thinking horror stories. And you're right. If you're broken down after sundown, to lessen scare and increase safety, kill your hysteria and clear your head. Lock doors and put on hazard lights. Do not attempt repairs at night. Call for help. Everyone should have a cell phone for emergencies, and 911 is a not-so-secret weapon. Since villains can look like Freddy Krueger or a beautiful movie star, if you're approached by a stranger, don't roll down your window, even a little, and leave your cell phone in plain sight. Chances are the bad guys will guess you've called the good guys to the rescue. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us? You'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind, join us online, freetalklive.com. We have got the live streaming there for you. Broadband version of the show. Dial-up version, they're all free for you. So go listen live at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Corey in Minneapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
What's happening?
Not much. Just had a thing about the, want to talk about the environment just a sec.
Yes, please.
I was wondering, I understand the whole private property and how you could find the polluters, you know, who possibly would, you know, pollute all over private land or government land. But what about the sky? I guess who owns the sky? If you know, how do you talk to statists about, you know, the Kyoto Treaty or global warming or these types of things? How do you address that?
Global warming. I don't know much about the Kyoto Treaty. Global warming. I mean, if you want to go and look, I think the book is The Skeptical Environmentalist by Bjorn Lomborg, I believe. I have not read it myself. It's been highly recommended within libertarian circles. He's a former environmentalist wacko, so to speak, that kind of did a little bit more of his own research and then found out that he'd been being told lies about global warming, and so he published a book about it. So if you want to specifically get real detailed arguments, that's the place to go for that. But in regards to just air pollution, because that is a tough issue, you know, the whole idea of, okay, libertarians, you want private property, but what about the air? What if there's a big coal plant down the street from me, and they're pumping out soot or whatever into the air, and it's, you know, it's killing my lungs, and it's hurting my children? Is that kind of what you were asking about?
Yeah, because you know, like the Erin Brockovich movie, you know, I mean, like, you know, she they had all these people that had sickness and that sort of thing. Like,
didn't that have to do with poisoned water?
The
Erin Brockovich thing.
I can't recall. I don't remember, but I mean.
Well, water's a lot more easy to nail down than air is. I mean, if you're living on a river and there's a company upstream from you that's polluting the river, it's not very difficult to prove that the pollution is coming from them.
Right.
Or
what about like a nuclear power plant or these types of things? I mean, what I would say to somebody, I guess, would be, you know, why are you living so close to a nuclear power plant if that's a concern of yours? But at the same time, though, I mean, maybe they did buy the property. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what you think of that.
Well, mostly what I say is that we need a strong tort system. If you're going to have a very small federal government that doesn't allow for, you know, that doesn't have regulations, that kind of thing, you're going to need a strong tort system. And that means that people are responsible for poisoning other people's stuff. I would say that I think that air is one of the things that we can all call a communal property. I don't like to call too much a communal property. Air, I do. And I feel like if somebody pollutes the air, then, you know, you can take them to court and a jury of their peers. Now, I don't like the idea of a corporation, because juries love to get a corporation in front of them, you know, because they will stick it to a corporation. I don't believe in corporations because I believe that people
hide
behind them.
It's a government-created thing.
I don't think they're real.
Right.
So if, you know, it would be one man suing another, or, you know, several men that happen to have a company.
Also, it should be pointed out that in regards to air pollution, if first of all, you have to remember that in a libertarian America, we would have a court system that is more based on restitution than it is based on, we're going to punish you and lock you in prison. Because the really crappy thing about the court system that we have today and the so-called justice system that we have is you get victimized twice. So, for instance, if you've got the coal plant down the street from you that's pumping soot into the air, and you manage to take them into court, and you win the case, oh, great. Okay, so now they've pumped soot into the air, damaged your lungs, and now you get the privilege of being robbed by the government to put them in jail as a result of it? Or they get to pay, or you get to watch as they pay a fine to the EPA?
Right.
Now, you're never going to see any of that money. Now, in a libertarian America, people who harm others, and this applies not just to polluting companies, but also to a common street thug that might rob you, people who are who have found to have harmed others would be required to make that person whole again, or as close to whole as possible, plus interest. So if I rob you at gunpoint and take $200 from your wallet, I owe you the $200 back plus X amount of percent interest that a jury might decide on, for instance.
Or any injury that you might have occurred.
Right.
You know.
So it should be pointed out that a jury in the libertarian America would be awarding restitution to victims.
Right.
And restitution on its own is an incredible deterrent to crime. Because if criminals today, they know that crime pays. I mean, if you do enough crime, if you sell enough crack cocaine, if you rob enough people, you're going to profit, even if you have to spend a little bit of time in jail for it. And really, it's a little bit of time in jail, because you're not having to make those people whole again. If you know that it's required of you while you're in jail that you work to make this person give this person a paycheck until you've paid off X amount, then you can get out of jail. It's going to totally change, the whole idea of crime and the perspective and the viewpoint of the criminals, or in this case, the polluters. So if a company knows that, boy, all right, are we going to release these toxins into the water? Are we going to release this soot or whatever into the air and risk a lawsuit down the line? Or maybe we should look into ways of protecting our, surrounding neighbors, and that way we don't end up having to fight this in court. Because if they lose and they have to make good, that just means their prices are going to have to go up to compensate for it. And therefore, if they're making, whatever it is they're making, they're no longer as competitive as the rest of their competition. This likely would put them out of business. So seriously, the whole system
and
would be different.
Not just would they be put out of business and their corporation would go under, but, if they didn't have corporations, men really are putting their wealth on the line,
Yeah.
I mean, it's real life. It's not, fake business. Because you've seen many, many people, creating LLCs to protect themselves from their own
limited liability corporation.
Right. To protect themselves from their own unethical behavior in business. And I think that would really go a long way. If a man can be sued down to his shorts for these things that he really did, he'd be less likely to do them.
All of this is possible, Corey, but what you have to do is express the big picture kind of scenario.
Right.
Does it make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. The restitution, it's a hard sell to people because we don't really talk about it, on TV or just common conversations with people about restitution and what it means, because we've kind of gone away from that.
Far away.
And it's definitely something that that should be brought up in conversation, because it's the only thing that makes victims whole again. Today, victimization happens twice. I think the example of you're victimized twice is probably the best way to sell restitution. You want this woman who was just raped to pay to put her captor in jail?
Right.
And all the rest of us pay for it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think one of the things, too, that, when it's good to talk to liberals about is stressing the property rights. I mean, I think that they, that you can have a good environment through property rights, and I think once you sell them on those ideals, then they start to get the other property rights and start to understand that.
Absolutely.
With smoking bans and everything,
If you can show a so-called liberal how private property rights protect the environment and protect animals, etc., better than the government does, you'll have them coming over to your side in a heartbeat. Now, I have to recommend Dr. Mary Ruart's excellent book, Healing Our World. I think that as far as libertarian books go, Dr. Mary Ruart's book is perfect for people of liberal persuasion.
I actually have that and have met her.
Have you read the book?
I've read the book, yes.
Well, very good. Then it's good stuff. Hey, thanks for the call, Corey.
Yep,
we really appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. And again, this isn't a book-plugging show, but that's one of my favorites.
And
you
good one.
You can go to ruart.com, ruwart.com, and you can read it for free. You can read the 1990s version for free in its entirety on that site. This is Free Talk Live. Coming back with more.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. That's the toll-free telephone number. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. You got a political issue? You got an agenda that you want to push? We're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system with over 22,000 posts for you to surf around through, over 600 people interacting. It's free. It's our digital playground. It's a lot of fun. Go check it out at freetalklive.com. Again, 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Jamie Togiso. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
What's happening?
Oh, nothing much. I just want to bring out, what's the meaning of freedom to you?
The meaning of freedom. Manwich, let's start with you.
Well, it's
okay.
It's just another word for nothing left to lose.
Another word for nothing left to lose.
Are you not familiar with the song?
Is that a quote?
I think it's a song lyric from
I'm just
Janis
a young
Joplin.
Lad,
yeah.
Manwich. You have to remember that. Janis is a little bit older than...
freedom of speech, or do you believe in that?
I believe in the freedom of speech granted by the Constitution. You know, or not granted. I should say backed up by the Constitution.
Okay.
Freedom is the ability to do as one pleases so long as one doesn't hurt others or infringe upon another's freedom.
Okay.
How about you, Jamie? How do you define it?
Well, I define it as, for instance, a couple of days ago, I was saying something about somebody couldn't say nothing about on here.
No.
I'm taking freedom away.
The point is that I believe in freedom when it comes to your stuff. But when you're talking about freedom and private property, we're running a radio show. To some extent, we have
it's
to set up down.
It's not private property when you're on the GCN network.
Yeah, it
yeah.
is.
All of you are together and on one station.
Okay, we should mention that for people that don't know, Jamie's referring to our syndicate,
right.
The Genesis Communications Network, and they're a satellite. You know, they have a satellite channel, and that's how we're distributed to radio stations.
So the syndicator owns the airwaves, as it were, but we rent them with our agreement with them.
Correct.
So we own
partially the show
little spot that we paid for.
Yes. So
before I go, I got something to say.
Well, don't go yet, Jamie, because I got a question for you. Now, would you allow me to come into your house just any time of the night, 24 hours a day,
and just
start yelling at the top of my lungs?
Well,
do I have the freedom to do that?
Well,
I'm not hurting you.
Nah.
Doesn't seem fair, does it?
It doesn't seem fair, but I ain't going to stop you.
You should stop me. I mean, unless you really like to hear me yell in your living room.
If you come in yelling and stuff, I'm going to call the law on you.
There you go.
Well, wouldn't it be more effective to just order...
But you're going to call the law on me if I'm going to talk this way on
you? No, absolutely not. No, we've had you on this show several days
every
in a row,
single night, I believe.
Okay, let me see what happens after I say this. Alex Jones.
Oh, it's fine. I mean, you can drop his name. It's just... What's
we
the point?
Prefer you didn't.
Yeah, what's the point of it? We know who Alex is. I have no problems with Alex. I happen to think Alex is somebody who fights for freedom, just like many of the people in the...
But Alex Jones has his own station, his own show, you know?
Okay, there's this... I'm going to say this because I got his video.
Uh-huh.
Martial Law.
Great video. I've seen it myself.
Okay.
He showed me parts of it,
too. He interviews Gergen. What's his first name?
I don't know.
Gergen?
Michael Gergen or something?
Not sure.
Not sure who that is.
Well, in Bohemian Grove, he interviews him about it and stuff. Well,
uh-huh.
He didn't say he wasn't a part of it.
It's all very interesting. You just have to understand, Jamie.
Where is the Bohemian Grove?
Somewhere in California.
It's in California?
Yeah.
And, you know, at last, Alex asked him, do you do any of the rituals? He said, it's none of your business.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. It was a very interesting clip. Alex cornered a politician on the street and started asking questions and then led into
that
a question.
That ain't nothing
about
devil worship, if you ask me.
Well, whatever. I mean, it
might be.
It doesn't impress me
either way.
I don't
want a bunch of Satanists running our country.
Well, if that's...
I agree with you.
If it's true that they are, then it doesn't matter what you want, does it, Jamie? Because they're already there, aren't they?
Can I ask you another question?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Do you believe in heaven?
No, sir. I'm an atheist.
I believe we all go to heaven.
Oh, you believe in heaven, don't you?
I believe we all go to heaven. I'm manless,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you believe in God. You said you believe in God.
I believe in God, and I believe we all go to heaven.
Okay, but it says in the Bible that to also believe in God, you have to believe to believe in the Son of God.
I believe that you're the Son of God, and I believe I'm the Son of God.
Do you have to believe in the Bible to believe in a God? Because, Manwich, you don't really believe in the biblical God, do you?
Not so much.
Well, these Mormons are, if they have sex with four or five wives, they're God.
What?
What? Is it seriously in the Mormon religion? If you have four wives, you're automatically exalted as a god.
Yes, I got a video on it.
That's a sweet deal.
And on top of that,
why wouldn't you want that, Jamie? I mean, God,
I can tell you, I got one wife and it's plenty.
Let me tell you about the Mormons here. I got the video.
You really do.
And on their temple, where y'all coming from? That
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. Okay, on their temples, on top of it, it points in on the video. It's got the satanic symbol.
Fascinating.
The pentagram.
Uh-huh.
It's got it on their temples.
So what? What are you going to do about it, Jamie? You going to burn them down?
Well, no, they got a right to worship the devil, but you want to get out to them because if they worship the devil, the devil's in hell.
I'll tell you, the Mormons, most of the Mormons I've met are some of the best people I've ever met.
Oh, yeah, they paint a good picture. They're deceived.
They've cast a hex on you.
What about the Catholics?
Well,
are they deceived too?
What about the Catholics? What about the Pope who claims he's the only man in the world that can talk to God?
What do you think about that one, Jamie?
I think that's a bunch of bull, too.
Is
that right? Now, hold on, Jamie. Why is the Pope any less credible than your pastor at church?
Well, I'll tell you what. I hear the music pulling up here now. I'm thinking to get cut off.
You're very observant.
I'm telling y'all something. These Catholics, you know, they paint a good picture also, and they're good people, but they're thieves.
They're thieves. Thanks, Jamie. I appreciate the call, man. 800-259-9231. More coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It is your show. You talk about anything. And join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you everything for free. The bulletin board system, archives, the live streaming, much, much more. It's all on the house, and it always will be. That's the important thing about Free Talk Live. We're not charging you a membership fee. But we have come up with a neat little idea as to a way that we can actually give you more showtime and less commercial time. It's called the AMP program, and you can go check it out for yourself at amp.freetalklive.com. And in fact, as we were doing the show, somebody rolled in with a silver subscription. There's various different levels that you can subscribe at. It doesn't really give you any necessary benefits beyond a long-term promise of we're going to give you more show if we reach a certain level of fundraising. And you guys are helping us. We're already almost about 3% to our goal, and it's only been like 2 weeks. So that's pretty good for the little show that could.
I think so.
Check it out.
I kind of like the idea that it empowers the listener to purchase the commercial time themselves. That way we can do more show. Exactly. They get what they really want, which is show. That's the reason they're listening.
Yep.
And
yeah, you're not listening to hear our sponsors. As great as they are, we do appreciate them. And,
absolutely.
And we always will have sponsors because it's important to get some of their messages out too. But we don't think that there should be as much time spent on it. So you can help us with that at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Paul in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Paul.
I was calling in, and I wanted to, well, first say I love the show. I've just been listening a couple of weeks now.
I see you're in Utah. Are you a Satanist Mormon, like our last caller suggested?
I am a Mormon. I'm a Latter-day Saint.
Uh-huh. What about this?
Do you have four
pentagram claims?
What's that?
Do you have four wives?
No, I've got one wife.
You're not yet a god then, huh?
She's beautiful. Actually, I was just... That's a bunch of crap. The whole thing you said.
You mean Jamie's been lied to?
He's been lied to.
There's a lot of the tracks out there that are put out by different denominations to get people to go to their particular denomination, mm-hmm. as it were. And sometimes they'll latch onto the strangest little bit of dogma so that they can, sort of paint the other denomination as a bunch of weirdos.
Right. You know, actually, you made the point, man, which that having more than one wife would have been, it was just a nightmare. But maybe that is why you get to be a god if you have four wives. I mean, because
you certainly
it's so
are a
challenging.
Saint, if nothing else.
Right, because it's such a challenge to have more than one.
What about the pentagrams in the, what is it?
Steeple? Was that what he said?
It's in
top of the church?
Oh, I can't remember what it's called.
On some of our temples, there's different ancient symbols.
Mm-hmm.
On a couple, at least, of the different temples, there's what people call a pentagram, which is a five-pointed star upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And, in ancient times,
things
symbols,
different
symbols
stuff.
Change.
That's
yeah.
true.
So,
words change, too, over time.
Yeah.
Hey, Corey, since we got you here, I'm going to ask you the same question I've asked Jamie Told You So in the past. Why do you believe what you believe?
What do I believe what I believe?
Yeah.
Just because that's personally, I can't. Make you believe anything, and I don't. You see, in my faith, I don't think it's quite as cut and dry as what Jamie, I told you so, says. If you don't believe in the Bible and if you don't believe in Jesus, you're going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing. I believe in more of a just God than that. But in my personal belief, I believe that there is a God. I believe that I have a Savior. I believe all these different things. But sorry, I'm nervous.
No problem.
Right, anyway.
You know what I like about the Mormon faith is they've always got a bunch of canned goods sitting down waiting just for the for something bad to happen. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
It's good to be prepared. Hey, Paul, you did great for your first time. Call us back some other time, man. We really appreciate it.
Did he get to his point?
I don't know. If you didn't get to your point, hang on. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. Although, of course, we will talk to you about anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.